You should probably sit down before you fall down. You look like you've seen a ghost. And that would be because you have. This must be so weird for you. Not that it helps much, but it's weird for me too. I look just like her, don't I? I sound just like her. I have the same tics and we all do. So this is difficult. No shit, it's difficult. I didn't know that she was dead. I hoped that I would get her first. This is... Please sit down. You're right. You're right. It's your house, I can't tell you what to do. So, your wife was a clone. Oh, you're gonna sit down. Good choice. Okay, that was a shitty thing to say. I mean, it's true, but... I didn't have to be so blunt. Your wife was a clone. I'm a clone. Our sisters were clones. And I'm the only one left. You don't believe me, do you? I don't blame you. I didn't believe my sister when she told me. Because I've been in that chair before. Well, not the same, but similar. I was sat in my kitchen listening to someone tell me something absolutely ridiculous. Listening to someone who looked exactly like me, who sounded exactly like me, tell me that I was a clone. And that people were coming to kill me. I didn't believe her either. Until the shooting started. No. It wasn't her. I mean, she had a gun. She looked tough. How can someone look like you, but also look tough? I don't think of myself as a tough person. But she did. She looked tough. Like military or something like that. When they burst in, she reacted. And then I reacted and I took two people down. I took two people down. And it was surreal because it wasn't, I didn't think about it, it was just instinct. I knew what to do. And when the second wave came in, I picked up one of their guns and I just took them all out. Clean headshots. Every single one perfect. My kitchen was full of bodies and I was covered in blood and I was holding a gun. And I wasn't panicking. Completely calm. She just looked at me. She told me to look in the mirror. And I did. And I saw her looking back at me. However, I saw me looking back. But I looked tough. Like I was military or something. She said the programming kicks in when you're threatened. When you see them coming. And then her head exploded. She didn't see that one coming. I just ran. I don't know. It was like I was on autopilot. I wasn't thinking, I was just reacting. Then suddenly I was in a hotel room and I had her bag. I don't remember picking it up. I just remember running. Feeling my heart in my throat. There was a list. A list of us, the clones. 21. 18 crossed out. My name was next, and, well, it wasn't a huge leap of logic to work it out. You know, I never knew her name. She never told me. I didn't know anything. Just knew that I was being hunted. I hoped that one of the others would know something, but dead body, dead body, dead body. A dead end, just dead. And then I realized that she was married. None of the others were married. But she was. So I turned up on your doorstep. Freaked you the fuck out. And now I'm telling you this fantastical story. Look at me. Look at me. I am the spitting image of your wife. My mannerisms are the same. I know you noticed. I felt your eyes on me. I clocked it. Because something's been switched on now and I can't turn it off and I'm hyper aware all the time. Just all the time. And I know that you know I'm telling the truth. Don't know how. There's not a handbook for this. I looked for it. There's nothing. Just you. Just you. And your super secret job. Because I didn't just show up on your doorstep. I've been watching you, following you, researching you. And you work for a very, very interesting corporation. Very interesting. Do I know what's really, really interesting? The name of your corporation is all over my sister's records. Just all over her. And here you are, married to a clone. I was convinced that you had something to do with it. It's too much of a coincidence. And then one night you got drunk, really drunk. So drunk. And you started talking about her to the bartender, to perfect strangers, to me. You sounded so heartbroken. You told me how you met. How you met at work. You're not part of it. But you're all I've got. You met at work. That shadowy corporation. Every other clone died a violent death. Bloody and violent. But your wife. She died of natural causes. Or rather, someone made it look like natural causes. Why would they do that? What are they hiding? I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what I am. But you might be able to help me. And I know that you're smart. And a smart person would just say no. But you're looking at the face of your dead wife. You're hearing the voice of your dead wife. And I know it's a shitty thing to do. I know it's low down and fucked up. But you're all that I've got. Help me. Please, I need you. There's no one else I can trust. Will you help me? Thank you. Yeah, I know. It's not fair. This whole thing isn't fair. But I don't really have a choice. So, tell me about your job. Sure, we can have dinner first. What's my favorite food? Sweet and sour chicken. Egg fried rice. Yeah. No peas, extra pineapple. It was hers too. I really am sorry, you know. But I don't have any other option. Okay. Do you want some help? Okay, I'll chop the onions. I don't know where. I'm not her. You don't have to apologize. Okay, I'll drop them. I'm sorry. I didn't have a choice. Onions.